Welcome to the Raising Killen podcast. My name is Marsh Naidu, and I blog at raisingkillen.org, where we curate resources for parents raising children with disabilities. In today's episode 106, I'm going to talk with Callie Decker. Callie is originally from Dyersburg, Tennessee, and now works as a pediatric physical therapist in Charleston, South Carolina. Callie will be serving in a mission trip in Masindi, Uganda, and together with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA, we will be holding an equipment drive this spring to collect some pediatric equipment, such as non-powered wheelchairs and gait trainers, so that Callie can take these items with her on her mission work with One World Health to Masindi, Uganda. So stay tuned for those details as well. As a reminder, the content provided on this podcast is purely informational, and if you seek advice for your specific situation, to always contact a trained professional. Today's episode is brought to you by Anderson Consulting, your one-stop shop for your IT needs. It's owned and operated by Dennis Anderson in New Bern, Tennessee at 611 B West Main Street. And Dennis can be contacted at 731-882-7890. I think that's about it for our announcements today. So grab that cup of coffee, put your feet up, and get ready for some awesome conversation. Well, I am super excited to be joined by Callie Decker, who is a pediatric physical therapist at the Medical University of South Carolina. And last year, she undertook this amazing mission trip to Uganda. So, Callie, just straight off the bat, please just tell us something about you and what put you on the trajectory of becoming a pediatric physical therapist.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Northwest Tennessee. I'm very blessed. I have a great family, very supportive parents, wonderful siblings. So I've always been surrounded by a lot of love and a lot of support, which I'm very thankful for. But I always knew that I enjoyed working with kids. I didn't really know that that would play into PT, actually, until I was in PT school. But I went to undergrad at Mississippi State University, and I worked for our sports medicine team there. And I really thought that I would kind of go into the sports medicine world, and I would be treating athletes and things like that. But thankfully, the Lord has better plans than I do. And I went to PT school at the University of Tennessee Health Science Center. And thankfully, my advisor was actually our pediatric therapist there. So she taught all of our pediatric courses and things. And I had mentioned to her that I was interested in peds. I always loved working with children. So I had the opportunity to go and work at a clinic. It was actually an adult clinic, but they were treating some kids who were on some waiting list at some specialized pediatric places. And actually, while I was there, I had the chance to meet a really, really sweet little man who he was pretty complex, had a cerebral palsy, and was pretty dependent for most things. And while I was there, I got to connect with his mom, and she had recently moved from Washington, D.C. to rural West Tennessee. And she just talked about how she was very thankful for the care her son was getting, but it really didn't compare to what he was able to get in a big city. And that's kind of right then when I realized that not only did I have a desire to work with children, but there was a huge need that, you know, for someone to become specialized in these conditions and to be able to really provide the care that those kids deserve. So that's kind of where that started. And then from there, I knew I wanted to learn as much as I could. That way I could help as many people as I could. So I had the opportunity to come to MUSC for a residency program that was specialized in pediatrics. And from here, that's where I've continued to be. So it's been a fun journey, and I'm excited to see in the future kind of where we end up. But I love working with the kids. It's a huge blessing to get to do that.
Now, what about the mission trip you undertook last year? How did that come about?
Yeah, so actually my residency advisor, she had been on a few mission trips to Masindi, Uganda, and she's also a physical therapist. So while she was there, she definitely saw functional deficits and knew that there was a huge need there. So as a PT, it was really hard for her to see the lack of equipment and things like that, that we knew could give a better life if they just had access to these things. So that's where the project kind of originated, was through her. And then last year, we actually, so originally they planned to deliver and fit wheelchairs for adults, because it's much, much easier, you know, to fit an adult versus a pediatric child. They tend to have to be custom. But last year we were able to take 10 pediatric chairs and use pool noodles and whatever we could to adapt those for the children. So that's kind of really how it came about. And we're just trying to expand on it every year. The number of patients that show up, the list is never ending of who needs help. And unfortunately, we have only been able to meet a few of those needs so far. But hopefully every year we'll continue to grow and be able to provide more chairs every year.
So before we go on further, Kathy is actually Kim Decker's daughter. Kim Decker leads the FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Association here in Dyersburg, as well as Dyer County. Kim is who we partnered with last year to bring about our Day at the Lake program, which is basically a resource to empower parents raising children with disabilities. Kim and I got to talking, Kathy, and she told me about the mission program and how that sure had a need for pediatric equipment. This year, we are holding a similar community resource on the 28th of March. And I would really like to see if parents in our community, parents as well as their children, are able to kind of come together and perhaps help you serve in Uganda by contributing their equipment that might be sitting in closets or in the garage if it's in a usable, you know, condition, to help enable you to do the work that you all need to do. So just a word out to parents listening today, especially if you are in the Dyersburg area, to where we can, where you could drop it off. We are having a community resource fair on the 28th of March from 5 to 7 at the Vocational Rehab Office, or the TRC building on Morgan Road. From 5 to 7. So that might be a day that if you are wanting to donate a pediatric wheelchair or a cane walker, anything else that you can think of, Kathy, that parents could drop off on the day and then we could kind of get it to you.
That's our biggest need is getting a hold of this pediatric equipment. You know, because it, same thing with everything, you're really limited by funds. You know, we're not only looking at having to be able to purchase wheelchairs for these kids, but also having to get them over there, which is such a cost. So any equipment that we can get that's donated, that's still in user-friendly condition, we can make adaptations and, you know, really anything there is a blessing. And it really improves quality of life and gives a chance for kids to get some independency that they've never had the opportunity to have before. Any type of, unfortunately, we can't use anything that uses an electrical outlet, so nothing powered or anything like that. But any type of manual wheelchairs, seats, anything like that that might be sitting around could definitely be put to great use over there, for sure. Yeah, really, wheelchairs and walkers are our main thing. I've had a few people ask me about braces. We try to avoid accepting those just because we're not able to be there to monitor for the fit and breakdown and things like that. Wheelchairs is the biggest need. And then falling behind that are any type of like pediatric walkers or devices, like gait trainers, things like that, that you might have just stored away.
And as well, if you are a business or, you know, if you're a physical therapy clinic, I believe Ms. Kim will be out in the community soon, trying to get a meat pre-sale going. So we hope to have that shipping covered for you, Kathy.
Yeah.
And what an opportunity to give back.
Yeah, I mean, you really have the chance to change lives over there, which is really cool. Every kid I feel like deserves to play, and that's really what we're doing, is trying to give them the opportunity to be able to play on their own, and it's pretty cool to experience.
Now, I'm just going to maybe give a different perspective. They might be some listeners, or they may be some listeners or feel, but you know, maybe there's some kids locally that would benefit from equipment. And to that, I would just kindly like to say that they are equipment closets that are available. And often a physical therapist or an occupational therapist kind of leads that. As Carrie, as you mentioned, a lot of equipment does need to be custom to a pediatric patient. But what we are looking at, and the circumstance we are looking at, is that kids may not necessarily have access to basic equipment. And that when you guys do take it over, it is that the child is then fitted to that piece of equipment. Yep. So
we take a chair with us, and we have foam and seat belts and pool noodles and all kinds of things that we put that child in the chair. And we last year ended up creating a tray out of duct tape and foam. So we adapt the chairs as best we can to safely fit the child and to make sure that they're not going to be at any risk of falling out or anything like that. Yeah, exactly what you're saying, Marsh. It is, I do get that question a lot. That there may be people, you know, local that could benefit from that chair. But what comes into play there is here in the States, we have access to those things. We have access to insurance and other opportunities that that no one else is coming. So, desperate need for the equipment there. And we are able to adapt it the best we can to be able to fit those kiddos and meet their needs.
Carrie, is there anything you would like to touch on?
I think it's kind of hard to imagine for me when I had the chance to talk to my advisor before I was going over there as we were planning for the trip. You know, she was telling me the things that I was going to see and the experiences we were going to have, but I don't think anything can actually prepare you for that. But I did want to share a little story about a little friend named Noah. Who honestly, we're not sure how old he was, probably around 5 to 6, if I had to guess. And we assume he has spina bifida, but he's never had any medical care, so aren't sure. But Noah's never had any functional use of his legs, but he does have 3 older brothers who run around and play soccer, and all Noah has ever wanted to do is play soccer with his brothers. And we were able to put him in a chair last year, and most of the time we have to kind of teach kids how to use the chair, but the second he got in the chair, man, he took off, and he was playing tag, and we just looked up at dad, and dad was just sobbing because his son was getting to play and laugh and smile. And it was a really, really cool opportunity. And those are the kind of kids that we're getting to help. So it's a huge, huge blessing there that really, and also, you know, not even as a child, but as he grows older, it's going to give him the opportunity to be able to be out in the community, to go to school, to help, you know, with the family meals and things like that. So it really just gives a chance to help integrate them into daily life and just increase that quality of life. So really, really cool thing.
This organization that you guys work with through the Medical University of South Carolina,
it's through One World Health, and their whole goal is focused on we want to go in and we want to make a difference, but we want that difference to be sustainable. So we don't want to just come in for a few weeks and not be able to continue what we've been working on. So that's our whole goal with the wheelchair project is while we're there, we're also training locals in the community on how to put those wheelchairs together and things like that. So that way we can just continue to sustain it even whenever we're no longer there. It's a really, really cool project that they've established, and I'm very, very blessed to be a small part of it.
So the pediatric service project, does it happen in Masindi, Uganda, or is this replicated elsewhere?
It is in Masindi. And so One World Health has a few other locations. They go to Honduras and they actually go to Nicaragua as well. But we have not been able to expand our wheelchair project there yet. So right now the wheelchair project is only taking place in Masindi.
So for that parents that might kind of be sitting on the fence as to whether to donate a piece of equipment or not, what would your word be to that parent, Callie?
Yeah, I would just tell them that I can understand that you want to, you know, help locally and things like that, which I am a full supporter of. But one thing I realized while we were over there is we had a few kids that we had to turn away because we didn't have equipment to fit them. And, you know, we've been working to try to get more equipment over there and things like that. But I think that's the biggest difference here in the States versus there is when we didn't have anything to give them, there was nowhere else for them to go for something else. Here, there's going to be options. You're going to be able to find some type of organization, something to help. But there, you know, they're very, very limited on the resources they have and on the resources that are coming in. So anything that you could donate, I can promise you will 100% be used every single day and will definitely change a life that otherwise would not be. There's not going to be another option there.
So to coordinate this, as we're putting the message out on the podcast, and we'll do a few social media posts and reach out to friends of parents that we can reach out to, and we'll just keep you posted. And I know Miss Kim is ready to go with the meat pre-sale to raise the money for the shipping, but we'll just keep the listeners informed as to how the project comes about, because you personally only leave in May.
Which I will say we leave in May, and that's when we hold our big wheelchair project. But we do have a few people who are over there throughout the year. We're very close to them. We have really good contacts. So we're open to equipment anytime. There's always, we get calls all the time, videos all the time of new kids in the community that are in need. So the project is focused in May. It's where we really try to make a big dent and stay for a few weeks. But all throughout the year, we are sending people over there, and I'm sending equipment as we can.
All right, guys. So let's work together on helping this pediatric service project, and let's help Callie Decker have it's going to be successful anyway. But let's just help however we can. And thank you for sharing with us about the work you do, and just look really forward to working with you, Callie.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity, and as much as we need equipment, we also need prayers. So we appreciate all of those anytime for this project as we try to plan and fundraise and things like that, that all that can be successful, and that you know, we know the Lord will place the right kids there for us to be able to help and the right equipment. So we're really looking forward to it, and we are very, very appreciative of you and my mom both for all your help and support.
Always, Callie, always. Well, listen, I know you've got to get back to doing what you need to do, and thank you for your time, and hope to see you soon.
Yes, appreciate it. Thank you too, Marsh.
Thank you so much for listening along on the podcast today. So get ready for that equipment drive. See what items, pediatric items you have available that might be helpful to Callie on her mission trip. Our Resource Ability Fair, in partnership with Vocational Rehab, will be happening on March 28th, which is a Thursday, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thank you, Dennis Anderson, once again for your sponsorship of today's episode. That is Anderson Consulting, your one-stop shop for your IT needs, located in New Bern, Tennessee. And Dennis can be reached at 731-882-7890. Kindly leave a rate and review of this podcast episode on your podcast player. And as always, remember, get to the top of your mountain. This is Marsh Naidu signing off.